the real reason, I think, that there was pressure then to admit women to Columbia College came not so much from faculty, but from the administration, because the Columbia College was becoming less and less competitive. Young men didn't want to go to, or, I mean, we were the last of the Ivies by far to become co-ed. And that was the real pressure. And so then they formed this committee, and it wasn't until I was on that committee that I discovered just how, and I think I can use the term prejudiced, some of my colleagues were. Because I remember, for instance, one of them saying in a committee meeting, well, now that we have a all Columbia College under men can live in a dorm. We need a girl, oh, it was men, they always said men. Mm-hmm. We need a girl for every bed. Okay, it's a joke. It's not something that you would say in an official meeting. And then there was one very distinguished member who, he then was for it, but he wanted a quota. Because he said, well, you know, there may be a lot of smart women. And so maybe we should limit it to 15%. And then they talked over it. And then some of us just say, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's outlawed. But it was those things that made me then realize how, and in fact, I didn't, that's right, I was the only one. I tried to get them to change. I spent a lot of time when we used to have the minutes changing. Changing language in the report, because the person who was taking it, you know, just took out what was said. Mm-hmm. And it was invariably the men and the girls. Well, it's a small thing, right? But right. It just suggests they're unequal. We were asked to edit it. Mm-hmm. And so, and the person who was chair of the committee, I mean, absolutely agreed with me. But I tried at various points to tell them, because I was so shocked by all this. They then wanted, because they suddenly realized, hey, this is it. And our report, I think, came out in April. It was at the end of the term, and we had a faculty meeting. I tried to persuade them that we shouldn't admit women that fall. We should wait a full year, because I felt very strongly that we needed to gather administrative resources, we needed to have, you know, assistant dean of students, we needed to have faculty who are made more aware of the ways in which you need to change some of the attitudes if you're going to have women and treat them as equals. But nobody wanted to listen. So finally I wrote a minority report. It was very short, it was one paragraph, in which I basically said, you know, I supported the committee and everything, except I thought we should wait another year, because we needed a year to really make the university, and especially Columbia College, really be able to build the resources so that women would be really welcomed as equals. And I still remember the then associate dean of the college coming to me as I went to the faculty meeting, and he said, Jill, I hope you're aware, but you're not actually a member of the faculty of Columbia College. Well, I wasn't aware. It happened in those days. You see, you were appointed to different colleges, and I'd been appointed to the graduate school. My chair had simply forgotten to nominate me. I had taught undergraduates, and I had to, I mean, I almost had to laugh, because, you know, I said, look, I want to make the report. I'm not, you know, my vote, you know, with a faculty of 500, that doesn't matter. But again, it was, they were so scared of this, and it was so silly. And in fact, the majority voted for doing it right away, but without my having any idea, the provost and the president decided it was better to wait a year.